Hi, first grade families. We are actually coming to you today from the second grade classroom with Mrs. Rios. I have our first graders. You can go and say hola.
Hola.
I have our second graders.
Hola.
And Miss Rios, the star of the show. Miss Rios, if you will say hello to the first graders and tell them and our families at home a little about yourself and what the students can expect in second grade.
All right, hello families, hello first graders. I'm so glad that you came down to join us today. I'm so excited that you were able to make it. We are excited to have you here today. A little bit about myself. My name is Mrs. Rios. I'm the second grade teacher, Spanish immersion teacher at Lakeshore Elementary, and I've been teaching here at Lakeshore for about 10 years now. I've had a lot of your brothers and sisters. I see some familiar faces and some new faces as well. I have three kids of my own. I have a son, Isaias, my daughter, Adisela, and our little daughter, Ava, who just turned two. I love, love, love teaching here at Lakeshore. It's such a great place to be. My favorite subject to teach, I would say, is reading and language arts, and reading in English and reading in Spanish. And we're excited to answer all of the questions that you might have for us today about what happens down in the land of second grade.
What happens in second grade land? I am so glad that you talked about reading in Spanish. Can you talk about that? When does that start? At what point in the year?
So depending on how our reading levels are for each class, a lot of times we start our Spanish reading instruction in the first semester, but really increase it as we go into the second semester. And we do this in small reading groups, and sometimes we have parent volunteers that help us with this as well. And it's just really fun and exciting to see our students read in both languages.
Ms. Rios, I have told families, I tell them all the time, how I love working with you as a teammate in our school. And the transition, we try to make as smooth as possible. What are some things just right off the top of your head that you realize that will be a smooth transition that are very similar in second grade than first grade?
I think that students are used to having nightly reading at home that they do. So in second grade, we do reading calendars where we ask that you read 20 minutes, 20 days out of the month. We also have nightly math homework, which I think that you also do in first grade. And so you'll still have math homework most nights, but we also take some days off where we do review pages, or Mrs. Rios will once in a while give you a night off from your math homework. We do prizes for reading calendars, and I'm not sure if first grade participates in the Book It program or not, but we also do prizes for the reading calendars with Book It and other little things that are incentives to get our students reading too.
Awesome. Well, let's jump right in with some questions from first graders. So if I call your name, if you will stand and just speak loudly from where you are, and then I will let Mrs. Rios call on a second grader to do the same, to answer that question. This will be super fun today. Mia, if you'll stand up and nice and loud, what's your question for second graders?
How much more Spanish do they do than first grade?
Perfect question. So we know about reading. What other awesome things in second grade do you do to really get the ball rolling? Who would you like to answer that question?
Leo,
would you stand up? And
a lot.
A lot. Tell. I already know this answer too. Leo, tell, what kind of things do you do in Spanish in second grade?
Sometimes you do math.
Are you still doing a little bit of your little groups, groupings that
yes.
you do, centers?
We do science in Spanish and social studies. We'll read our social studies textbooks in Spanish, too.
Now that we have that solid foundation of reading in kinder and first, we do. We'll break into some more Spanish reading in second grade. We are ready for that. Good question. Palmer, if you will stand up nice and loud, your question.
Do you, teach a little bit more Spanish words in books?
Will you teach them those Spanish words and books? They love figuring it out right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, we do a lot of vocabulary work in second grade in Spanish, too. because even in our math story problems, we don't always know what every single word means, and so we learn a lot of new vocab words in Spanish throughout the course of the year.
It's not even anything scary at all. It will be so much fun, kind of like you've been doing with a lot of your vocab words already. So, awesome questions. All right, Sawyer, nice and loud. They love science. Who would you like to answer that? I wish you guys could all see this. All the hands are shooting up.
Miles, why don't you talk about science?
Miles, nice and loud.
Well, we're not going to be fusing any hydrogen into helium, but maybe, but quite a bit of science.
Quite a bit, no, but no fusion, right? Yeah, good. Okay, applaud and 4-5-4. The students love that response. Thanks, Miles. All right, nice and loud, Nate.
How much more math homework pages do we get?
How much more? I love the question, Ms. Rios. I always say some of them are like, can we have more and more and more and more? You've got some mathematicians coming your way. So let's talk about math. Who do you want to answer that one?
Why don't we go to Caden?
Caden, nice and loud.
Sometimes we would skip the homework, but like in first grade, I remember you giving us like this packet, and we would do it like every night.
Every night, yeah.
But in second grade, we just have like one page, and there's two sides sometimes.
So it sounds like, Caden, that'll be a little bit like what they're used to and comfortable with, that we can fit it in between all our sports and music lessons.
Oh, yes. And if you turn in your reading calendars, each month you can get a free homework pass, which means you get to skip an assignment. So if you're busy with soccer that night or dance that night or piano lessons that night or whatever you have going on, you get to skip your homework and you don't have to worry about it.
Or if you don't want to do it.
Or if you're just starting night, I don't have anything going on, but hey, I worked hard, and I do not want to do this tonight. But hey, that's a great incentive, Ms. Rios. I'm rewarding that hard work. All right, Anna Lee is my soft talker, but she's going to be so nice and loud. Here we go.
Do you ever have free time?
Anna Lee is wanting to know, do you get free time in second grade, and how does that work? Ms. Rios, who's
going to?
Skylar? Only sometimes if we can earn extra recess if we're really good.
I am sure that's most of the time, isn't it, Skylar?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Thank you for that. And Vera, nice and loud. Oh, what about snack time? That's a great question.
Do you have to bring your own snack? Tinley.
Yes, we do, but you get it from your lunch. You can get whatever you want from your lunch.
All right. No bringing it in for everybody in second. That's a great difference. Such a good question. Awesome. All right, Killian, nice and loud.
When my brother was in second grade, he got his own binder. Is that going to be the same?
Yeah, that's a great question. Who wants to talk about the binders that Mrs. Rios gives you at the beginning of the year? William.
They look like this. They would have your name on it. They have something for your baggy book, and one is for homework, one is for mail.
Awesome. That's great news. So, good binders, good question, Killian. All right, Mia.
Do you have specials like in the afternoon or not?
That's a good question.
Great question. Noah, do you want to answer a question?
We do have special in the morning, and we do like 1 hour of the school, and then we go to special.
So we'll do reading in the morning, we'll do reading whole group, and then we'll do reading in small groups, and you'll meet with Mrs. Rios at the back table, and then we'll go to our specials, and then pretty quickly after you get back from specials, you go to recess and lunch.
Awesome. Evelyn!
Do you have any morning work?
Morning work. These are such good questions.
Such good questions. This is fantastic. Karsten.
Yes.
Yes.
Five stuff we have to do.
So you keep busy. Is that what you're telling me, Karsten? You keep busy. All right. All right. First grade and second grade. I'm actually going to close things off on the podcast because the parents and families are getting an idea of our time together today. But you know what? Second grade, That was your very first podcast as a class and a team. Thanks for joining us. Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
All right, families, we will see you next time while we continue the fun with Senora Rios. Thank you, Senora Rios.
Adios.
Can't wait to send this crew to you.